He'll be driven to court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after a Massachusetts man drove into an Apple store in Hingham, killing one person, injuring 19 others.
Bradley Rain is charged with reckless homicide by a motor vehicle and is in custody.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
A criminal investigation was launched after yesterday's mid-morning crash of an SUV into the store's glass facade that left a gaping hole, with the SUV coming to rest on the sales floor inside. 65-year-old Kevin Bradley was identified as the person who was killed, and a statement from Apple says he was, quote, a professional who was on site supporting recent construction at the store.
A jury in Washington starts deliberating this morning if the founder of the Oath Keepers far-right group and four other members are guilty of seditious conspiracy in one of the biggest trials stemming from last year's Capitol riot. A Pennsylvania woman convicted of civil disorder and resisting officers during the riot has been ordered detained until Riley Williams is sentenced.
While she was found guilty of civil disorder and resisting officers, as well as four other misdemeanors, the jury deadlocked on whether she obstructed an official proceeding or helped steal Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop, which still hasn't been recovered.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Colorado Springs. The accused gunman in Saturday's nightclub rampage remains in a hospital after some clubgoers fought back.
I just kept wailing on him, and I told the kid in front of me, kick him in his head, keep kicking him in his head. I'm yelling 911, somebody call 911.
Rich Fierro's an Army veteran. His daughter's boyfriend was one of the five people murdered. There's still no suspect in Idaho 9 days after four university students are found stabbed to death in a home.
They don't have any concrete leads that they're sharing, and in lieu of that, what they're doing is they're shooting down rumors that have been floating around here. The latest was about a skinned dog and a crazed animal killer that may be out there and connected, but the police shot that down and said there is no connection whatsoever.
Fox's Dan Springer. A World Cup upset that's being talked about around the globe. Saudi Arabia shocked Argentina 2-1. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a split decision so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 250 points, but the NASDAQ is down 7. The S&P 500 is adding 19 points. The price of oil rising back up a dollar, over 81 bucks a barrel. Gas is down almost 3 cents. It's fallen 12 cents in the past week, 17 cents lower than a month ago. Now the bad news. AAA's national average for regular $3.63 a gallon is the highest on record just before Thanksgiving, 23 cents more than we were paying last year. Cryptocurrencies are on the rise today. Bitcoin up almost 2%. The same day FTX has a bankruptcy court hearing after the crypto exchange collapsed. Its CEO remains in the Bahamas, where Sam Bankman-Fried lives.
A new filing shows the Bahamian regulators agreed to transfer that case to Delaware in the 11th hour, but it is still messy. FTX is alleging that the Bahamian authorities directed the former CEO to make an unauthorized transfer of assets. Now, the SEC in the Bahamas, they confirmed that transfer was made, but they said it directed the assets to a government-controlled wallet for safekeeping. It's unclear just how much was transferred, but we do expect to get more clarity on that today. Separately, there's still the question of whether the disgraced CEO will be extradited. Now, the treaty with the Bahamas says he has to be charged first.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady outside the Delaware courthouse. There's a harsh new reality for a disgraced reality TV couple.
A federal judge in Atlanta sentences Todd Chrisley to 12 years in prison and his wife Julie Chrisley to 7 years following the couple being found guilty in charges of tax evasion and criminal bank fraud. Prosecutors alleging the reality TV stars took out $30 million in fraudulent loans to fund their luxurious lifestyle, providing fake financial statements.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The couple's accountant was also convicted and sentenced. On Monday Night Football, the cards got decked. San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.